This is the Tiger 102.75.
The permanent secretary from the Thai Public Health Ministry has admitted that the country's hospitals are overwhelmed following an outspoken doctor's comments about the condition, saying it was close to collapse. Dr. Sakum Kanchanaphimai told a press conference in Nonthaburi yesterday that crowded conditions were a reality and the bed occupation rate in many hospitals was beyond full capacity. To tackle the long-standing issues of crowding in hospitals, the ministry is developing ideas to lessen the problems, including creating healthcare zones for better management and service arrangements. The new direction of the healthcare system would lay emphasis on promoting accurate health information to the public to help them take care of their own and the family's health. It would also focus on development of the primary healthcare system so that it becomes easy to access and can seamlessly pass on serious cases to hospitals with higher capacity before sending them back for further recovery to community hospitals once their condition was not deemed critical. Thailand's universal healthcare system has earned plaudits in the past from organisations like the UN. Last week there was a 10-car pile-up in Krabi. Yesterday, well, a little bit better, that was only a 5-car pile-up. A driver has escaped serious injury after colliding with other vehicles at a traffic light, setting off a chain of other damage to the cars in front. Police and rescue workers arrived at the scene to find cars and pickup trucks, a total of 5 vehicles, piled up in a mess. The 2 back cars were a black Honda Civic with its front part damaged after colliding into the rear of the blue Toyota pickup truck. The driver of the black Honda Civic, who sustained minor injuries, was taken to Krabi Hospital. Police will be speaking to all the drivers. And a Russian man wanted on an Interpol red warrant is now in custody after police caught up with him in Pattaya. The arrest was made after the Chonburi police head office received a request from the Russian embassy to locate Vitaly Tropimov, who's wanted in Russia on drug trafficking charges. Police checked records and found the man was living in Pattaya on a business visa. He was detained at the Immigration Bureau pending extradition. Deputy PM Prawit Wongsawan has denied the Chinese government has issued a warning to its citizens against visiting Thailand following an airport security guard's alleged assault on a Chinese tourist. That occurred last Thursday at the Don Mueang Airport in Bangkok. The government's already apologised to Beijing, which was satisfied with Thai authorities' handling of the matter, according to General Prawit. The security guard involved in the incident with the tourist at the airport has been fired. The altercation videoed by another Chinese tourist occurred inside the airport. The clip was posted on Facebook and drew fierce criticism of the guard. The clip shows the guard and the Chinese man quarrelling before the guard shoved him and swung his arm wildly as if trying to punch the tourist in the face. He missed and another security guard intervened. The 109-second video was widely shared and caused a panicky reaction from the government. The government's trying to contain the damage to the tourism sector caused by the capsize of the dive boat Phoenix, which sank during a storm off the Phuket coast on July the 5th, drowning 47 Chinese tourists. Yesterday, PM Prayut Chan-o-cha admitted a string of negative incidents had hurt the country's tourism sector. The government yesterday has denied rumours that the much-anticipated general election will be postponed for another 2 months, from February the 24th next year to April the 28th. Deputy Prime Minister Prawit Wongsawan insisted the election will be held on February the 24th, as previously stated, adding that reports of a delay have no substance. He said the majority of members of the public want an election, so let those who think the election will be postponed do whatever they like. But as for me, there's no reason to have the election deferred. The rumour of a postponement resurfaced earlier this week. And the Krabi Tourism Association is appealing the indefinite closure of Maya Bay and nearby Losama Bay after the order was made on Tuesday by the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation. The association president says the move will severely affect the tourism business in Koh Phi Phi and Krabi province as a whole. Watana said many tourists scheduled to visit after November the 1st were disappointed and some had cancelled their tour bookings.